Okay, we're recording.
Okay. Pursuant to statute, we're holding this video meeting, which has been posted for at least 24 hours at a public website where public notices are placed for this particular body. So with that, we have an open meeting of the Administrative Control Board of the Traverse Ridge Special Service District. And with that, I turn it over to the chair.
Okay, cool. It's not a licensing issue because we're up to 12 people. I mean, my license allows for 100 people. I'm not even using the Adobe one. But whatever. Looks like we should be... we should be good. Okay, so... the reason we threw this meeting together... at the last second is... we've got this this project coming up. Sorry, so let me get the background. So we have the Traverse Ridge Special Service District Board, of course, has this auger that we affectionately call Big Yellow. And he, I believe is a he, goes around and cuts the streets to make them wider. But the challenge is we're not allowed to blow snow onto resident yards because... a half a dozen of our 3,300 and such residents, 3,300 households, complained and said, well, if you put that on my lawn, then it tends to kill the grass, so please don't do that. So in the last few years, we aren't allowed to do that anymore. And so either we have to run a convoy with a dump truck to haul the snow to an inoffensive location, or we have to put it on city property, which is either the median strip between the sidewalk and the road, which, of course, now has, in most cases, like mine, has 4 or 5 feet or 6 feet of snow in a peak, and that doesn't work, and so the snow ends up going onto the sidewalk, which is offensive because then people can't walk their dogs, and we don't like that. The city is short-staffed and having issues and et cetera, and we were short of cash, so we weren't pushing the issue about the dump trucks, but we had a meeting last week, and residents expressed an interest in, go ahead, in procuring our own dump trucks, to make sure that, you know, we can widen the streets without compromising the sidewalks themselves. So we tasked Doug Pilkington to run a project to see if we could procure some dump trucks from private contractors to make this all happen. So that project is, I believe, supposed to kick off on Tuesday. First item on the agenda is that Doug will give us an update on that project, how it came about. A couple of residents have asked questions about the process. So you'll go ahead and give us a debrief on that. The second thing that we're discussing is the option to have the city's smaller auger, sidewalk clearer, go through and clear the sidewalks. And whether we should do this in conjunction with the dump truck convoy project, Big Yellow convoy project, and B, should we do it on an ongoing basis? We were starting to have this, so for the folks who were on the call or listening in, we were starting to discuss this via text, and I felt that it would be beneficial to do this in an official meeting out in the open. First of all, we're not allowed to get together on the phone more than three of us without public notice and what have you, and I really wanted everybody on this conversation, A. B., I really felt it would be beneficial for everyone involved, not just residents, but for us, to do this out in the open, and then after we kind of have our discussion, hear some chatter and some feedback from the residents who this impacts, and sort of take that into account when we make a decision about whether to go ahead with the sidewalk project tomorrow and or in the future. So, first item on the agenda, Doug, would you give us an update on the project, how it came about, what your process was, and what the current status is?
Yeah, certainly. So, at the meeting last week, the board was very, very clear the concerns of the residents. You know, we paying attention and obviously understanding. I live on the corner of Deer Ridge and Long Branch, so the kids having to walk in the street. I see the cars having no place to essentially wait for the kids to come off the bus. I see the problem, and ultimately, after hearing that, I felt my responsibility ultimately to the board was to fix the problem. So, owning a company and doing RFPs and RFIs and all of that for myself. I basically put it out to both recommendations as well as known suppliers to Suncrest in the past. I spoke to four different companies in short time the next morning, starting at 8 a.m. Up until about 11 a.m. That next day, which would have been Wednesday, for feedback on ultimately what we needed, which was 3 to 5 trucks. After talking with Drew, we felt like 5 trucks would be adequate for the amount of time it was going to take one spill to go down, dump, drop, and come back, and never allow Big Yellow to stop. So at 3 miles per hour, based on the amount of snow that we've got to clear, 5 trucks would be required, a full-size dump truck with a full-size bed running in front of Big Yellow. So ultimately, Big Yellow would throw forward into the back of the truck, and they'll all have equal two-way radios so that the truck will be notified when he to pull off and the next truck to pull in front so that the Big Yellow never stops. Now, 3 of the qualified companies that supply the services either could not meet our timeline because, again, the board feels like this is a right now problem that needs to be fixed right now. And ultimately, the size of the equipment required in the middle of winter, not the easiest thing for us to come by 5 dump trucks that aren't being used every day by other cities or other companies. So we narrowed it down to Aeroscape, which has done plenty of work for both the board and Suncrest HOA in the past. Christine referred to Aeroscape a number of times at last week's meeting. So getting on the phone with them and following through with the exact requirements that Drew and I and the rest of the board discussed in our session be required. So we figured 2 days, 8 hours each day at a cost of $200 per truck per hour. While that's expensive, it's the going rate. You know, in talking to a number of these other companies, you know, if you had it and could provide it, what would it cost? It's anywhere from $2 to $2.50 per truck per hour. That gives you the driver and the truck to run nonstop, you know, within that given time frame. So we were able to isolate that company based on that paradigm, signing that POD after evaluation and clarification, and then ultimately coming back to them with the schedule based on the weather window. So we agreed that tomorrow, Tuesday, and that would be the 7th, and day the 8th, starting at 7:30 in the morning, right out here on the corner of Deer Ridge and Lone Branch. So that was agreed, 7:30. Now, I gazed with City after tying this up with Jake down at Department of Public Works, who basically schedules Big Yellow, which, you know, we own Big Yellow. We can put whoever we want to, but they're always the guys driving it. And ultimately, that thing is basically a train. Once it starts rolling, it'll really break things if you don't have a guy who knows what he's doing to drive it. So we're going to let Jake and his crew administer Big Yellow with the trucks that we've hired in front of him. And really, when it comes down to Jake and I have driven the neighborhood 2 different times to pick out the real problem spots. And as you guys know, this thing at 3 miles per hour should be able to cover, based on Drew's actuary prowess, and it should be able to cover most of Suncrest. We are not going to spend a lot of time in cul-de-sacs to start with.
I'm sorry, that sucks.
Well, it is what it is. At the end of the day, we have to go on the main thoroughfares. I believe the road right behind me is down to where basically PS can barely get on the same. We've got to fix it. That's a main road. So ultimately, the second day is going to be for the cul-de-sacs and for other areas that just we've got to get it out of the middle of the cul-de-sac. So all things considered, the city and the Department of Public Works has been contacted to give us feedback on their ability to help us with sidewalks. Now, what I wanted to do was to run
with the snowblower. Let's wrap that one first, because that's a good update. And I think that's segueing into the second topic. So
yeah, it's a two-part potential. One part confirmed, sidewalks not confirmed. Obviously, we wanted to have this meeting and have that feedback. The city's not really coming through with a lot of help right now on that anyway. We can go into why I think that's happening. But okay, let's beat down item number one.
Yeah. So Dave, any questions about the first project? I think we're all pretty clear on.
Go ahead, Simone.
Simone, you're on mute.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just a couple of comments. Number one, on the cost, it seems elevated. Frankly, I think it's actually cheaper than what we would have paid had city staff done it. Let me put that out there first, because the practice that's being done with this train truck, this little truck, dump truck train that they're doing with Big Yellow, that's been standard practice for a number of years here where the city has done it. So let's be mindful that we are doing something that the city has traditionally been doing. This was standard practice that hasn't been done this year, and I think Dave went into the reasons for it: labor shortage.
Yeah, I think they did it a little bit, but they didn't. They haven't done a full pass of the community this winter yet.
I'm talking about Yellow dumping snow into the back of a dump truck.
Well, yeah, they did that. They did that, but not the whole community. In fact, we have photos of it. Tasha called that out. Drew, you were shaking your head. What are your? Did you have a comment?
No, this is substantially more expensive than the city would charge for the same amount of labor.
Okay, but my point being is the practice where the city has provided the trucks, the dump trucks, Yellow dumping into them, and not doing what they have been doing this winter, which is blowing the snow onto the yards. I'm just saying that what we're doing is what has traditionally been the standard practice for public works in the past.
True. I think, for five trucks, your estimate was like 10 grand. And then the city told me when I first posted on Facebook and was like, yeah, it's like going to be 10 grand. I got pushback from the city and they said that charge was actually high. And the reason, part of the reason was because they didn't believe that five trucks were necessary. They wanted to do it with two trucks. So I revised the estimate to 4,000 from the city. They thought that was more reasonable. Am I on track there, or am I full of it?
No, based on the city's labor rates and truck rates, five trucks for 2 days would cost about $8,000.
And this one's costing what, Doug?
Well, basically that per day. So it's... We've got an allocation for $16,000 for days, and ultimately that's based on demand. What Drew and I discussed would be needed for Big Yellow to not stop at all.
It should also be noted that the reason why we have to outsource this is because the city can't do it. They don't have the manpower. So that is why we are spending more for anyone who maybe knew that. Like, that is the underlying reason why we are spending more.
Yeah, and also there seemed to be a sense of urgency at the meeting. And honestly, I mean, we're, like we're in a financially precarious, like, we're just this side of insolvency, right? I mean, we can at least breathe and sleep at night. And What I expressed, and I made this clear for a while, is, look, I don't want to push the dump truck issue, because if we do, you know, we're gonna have to cough up more cash. And residents, at least those that we heard from, seemed pretty overwhelmingly to say, you know what, that is fine. Like, let's do this and do this right. So, and it's and 18 grand in the big scheme of things is not a tremendous amount of money. I don't want to do this every month, but I think that we can agree that it's a pretty good trade-off based on the feedback that we heard. I think Dougie did a great job, and I'm happy that this is getting done so quickly after we discussed it in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to say that it's not a lot of money. It's expensive. But when we see the cause and effect with those five trucks and Big Yellow moving over 2 days and what it's going to dramatically do to the width of the road, I think it's worth it. Based on what I see every morning with the kids and the cars and talk to Brian at UPS and talk to Steve at FedEx and God forbid we have a fire truck that has to come through and he's coming down the same time as a school bus or a delivery truck. It wouldn't get through.
Yeah.
So it's a right now need, and if you have a right now need, you have to pay.
Yeah. Okay, super quick, I'm going to put a bow on this first part of the project. Residents on the line there, does anybody want to go in the chat or raise a hand and ask a question before we move on to the second part?
This is Reed Gibby. If the city had the ability to do this for $8,000, and it's going to cost us $16,000, then it seems appropriate for the city to come up with half of it.
I mean, we could ask.
Well, I think that's a valid point. I think ultimately there's no harm in asking, and ultimately we could use that as a credit towards the sidewalks if they show up and are willing to help with that.
Yeah, they asked when we first told them we were going to do this project. The first thing that David asked me is, I mean, you know, are you guys paying for this or not, or are we? And I was like, yeah, dude, we're doing it. And the reason I told him that is because if I had said, well, actually, we'd like you to pay for half of it, he would have cried foul. So, you know, this is kind of an elective procedure from the city's perspective. It's not actually necessary right now. We really want it done right now. And so we're pushing it. And from my perspective, I mean, that's one of the good things about having a TRSSD. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people over the years who sort of complained about it, including my wife. But from my perspective, you know, this gives us the leverage to control the service level, which is something that no other community in the city and probably in the state has. Chris, Christina, do you want to go ahead and ask a question or make a comment? Christina, you're back on mute.
Shoot, sorry.
Oh, hey.
I just wanted to point out for context that the city guy, David, pointed out we're about one big storm away from not having a place to put the snow, which I think is where the sense of urgency came from at the last meeting.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, and I went round and round with Jake, riding around looking at options. Where we're going to be putting it is the perfect spot. Down in a closed off, basically it's an overflow area for if we ever get any water, that's going to stack up nicely around no homes. So down in the edge area, about a 3-minute drive to Oak Vista, Deer Ridge, and Eagle Crest. So we feel like it's a great spot. If needed, Big Yellow will come down and clear it out and throw it down into the ravine, but they don't even think that's going to be needed. The city's going to be down there. They're going to have a giant front-end loader to move snow as it comes off the back of the truck. So the city is doing their part as they can. I forged a relationship with Jake in Public Works, and I feel like we're going to work together. I'll be out there at 7:30 in the morning when they arrive, and I think we'll get a lot done the next 2 days.
Well, thanks, Doug. You're a rock star. I'm glad we're doing this. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda. So, sidewalks. So, talk to us about your ideas. I don't want to call it a proposal, but sort of the project outline with regard to this to sidewalks.
Yeah. So, sidewalks are a real problem. As the aforementioned comments with regards to what Big Yellow has done in the past is it's a bit of a hypocrisy issue with some people doing it and some people not doing it. Some people can't do it simply because it's solid heights. We completely get it. So out to David Dobbins for requests on getting the skid steers with the snowblower attachments that seems to be able to eat. I did see the comments on the Facebook page about what the potential damage is for using that on all of our sidewalks in the 42 to 48 inch wide range. With all things in consideration, I wanted to have the conversation with Dobbins about the city helping us with that and essentially running down the sidewalk just in front of Big Yellow on the road, just behind the truck. The skid steer on the sidewalk would throw it into the street. Big Yellow would pick it up from the street and throw it into the truck. Unfortunately, the city is slow playing me with a response and a commitment. So in three attempts to reach Dobbins, I reached him. We've discussed it. He liked what I was saying, said he would get back to me, and I have not heard back from 3:30 this afternoon. I left another message and still haven't heard back. So I think it's proposed and contemplated, but not agreed to and committed.
And this, we're starting this convoy tomorrow morning. Yeah, go ahead.
So I just wanted to make clear that the reason that we were talking to the city about the skid steer is that other companies that do snow blowing do not have the equipment that can work on a sidewalk. They're either too big or not powerful enough. That, so our only practical option is the equipment that the city owns.
Yeah, I should have mentioned that. I've probably talked to 10 companies looking throughout the Wasatch Front, as far north as Bountiful and as far south as Provo, that had this equipment. No one's got it. And I'm like, this is a business opportunity because, well, no one else has got the snow that we've got. When I talked to Aeroscape about this, they have something that may work. He came up here and he was like dismissing me on the phone. I said, come up here and meet with me. He got up here and went, oh my God, I cannot believe you guys have the snow. I mean, you've got more than Park City. I'm like, okay, well now you see my problem. He said, absolutely problem, but I don't have.
Dave, you want to throw something in?
No, I just, I think we have to get to the responsibility of, is it the TRSSD, are we over the sidewalks? And if we're clearing some sidewalks but not other sidewalks, are we really doing the right thing? And for those that are clearing their sidewalks, should they bear the burden for people that aren't clearing their sidewalks?
Did you guys hear that okay?
Good question. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard Dave's comment okay, and I agree with it. I'm not in support of having public funds clearing private property. That's just, first of all, it's not in the charter. It's not in the resolution that created this special district. I mean, we got a lot of snow. Yeah, we did. That doesn't sit right with me. Not because it isn't a safety issue or anything like that, but it just seems to me be setting a bad precedent. We're going outside the bounds of the four corners of that resolution. And, I mean, we're going to have this much snow again, hopefully, for the sake of the drought. And so we're going to step in again. And if that's the case, then what's the point of clearing the sidewalks in front of our properties? And it seems to me, and I don't know the percentage of compliant versus not compliant homeowners clearing the sidewalks in front of their properties. It seems that it's a minority that has sidewalk not cleared. And yeah, while it might have gotten there by Mother Nature, or it might have gotten there by Big Yellow, the fact is it's there and we have to kind of work with it. But I just don't see it as our responsibility either under the legal document, the resolution, or as a matter of practice. So,
Simone,
sharing with you my thoughts on that.
Simone, I actually agree with you, but let me clarify one thing for just so we're all 100% clear. The sidewalks are actually city property. They're not private property. But that said, I completely agree with you. And there's other considerations too. Like, from a practical perspective, this becomes a problem, right? Because if we start making a precedent where we're clearing the sidewalks, if we're not doing it literally like 10 feet in front of Big Yellow, the question is, where the hell do we put the snow? And the fact is, right now, the city can't put snow, and the TRSSD can't put snow on people's lawns. So if we're going to clear the sidewalks and we're not ahead of Big Yellow, so let's say we do it now, and then, so, you know, we decide, oh, let's, you know, people are demand, and they're like, oh, let's do this once a month. Next time it goes through, there's no place to put the snow. We can't put it on lawns. We can't put it on the sidewalk, because, duh, we're clearing the sidewalk. We can't put it on the median strip, because it's got 5 feet of snow, and it's got a peak sharper than Mount Everest. You know, so, like, what do you do with it? And the only answer is, well, you put it in the street. Well, okay, well, that's a hazard, and we actually are responsible for the street, you know, and, you know, it's just, to me, it's a nightmare. And it's dubious legally, because we're not supposed, I mean, there's nothing in there that says we're supposed to be clearing the sidewalks. And then the other thing is, it's expensive as hell, right? I mean, you look at the two coves, right? Like COVID Little Valley, these guys are you know, suing us because they're spending $1,000 a year per resident. And I ask him, like, why are you people paying that much? That's stupid. And the answer is, well, because they're clearing the road and the sidewalk, and they're actually doing their driveways, and, you know, you got the situation with Stoneleigh Heights. I mean, these guys are paying a small fortune. Why? Well, because they're doing the roads and the sidewalks and the drive. And, I mean, from my perspective, I mean, Drew, you haven't priced this out yet, but I'm worried that if we were to price this out, I mean, it'd be another $150,000, $200,000 a year, and we have to, you know, raise the assessment again. And to me, it's a can of worms.
All right. So I have a couple thoughts on that. So to do the sidewalks would be based on the cost of the skid steer and a person walking behind it for 2 days was about $10,000. That's a one-time charge to go through all the sidewalks in the district. So the cost is not exorbitant compared to other costs, but it does come down to a safety issue. You know, so far the conversation has been, it's a nuisance, it's a problem, what do you do, it's expensive. The fact of the matter is, if one of our kids get hit by a car because they're in the street, because they can't walk on the sidewalk, where's that lawsuit going? And will the $10,000 that we saved by not clearing the sidewalks cover it? You obviously know the answer to that question.
And that's a good question, Simone, right? I mean, the city ordinances say residents are supposed to clear sidewalks, right? So if a resident doesn't clear the sidewalk in front of their house, and city ordinance says that they should, where does the legal liability? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, so I was assuming it would be on the resident and the driver who hit the kid, but you're the lawyer. What do you think?
Well, the resident would probably be allocated fault for that. Okay. Now, I don't know. I would take that case. If a kid gets hit in front of somebody's house, and the reason why that kid is on the street is because the neighbor didn't clear the sidewalk, then you would probably contribute fault to that neighbor, okay, to that homeowner. Having said that, he's in the daisy chain of defendants, right? Because they're going to sue the city, they're going to sue the district, and they're going to sue the homeowner. So there's going to be an apportionment of fault there. Having said that, if you think about it, if you have a jogger running in front of your house and they trip on the sidewalk because, you know, the root of the tree kind of has elevated the sidewalk, then that is with the city responsibility, because there's nothing the resident can do about that. But the snow issue is a whole different issue. Let me give you another hypothetical. Let's say you've kind of cleared your sidewalk enough where you can walk on it, but you slip and fall and hurt yourself. Again, that's probably not going to be the proper owner wouldn't worry too much about that, considering it's, you know, it's icy and it's kind of obvious that you're going to have icy, snowy sidewalks. But at least it won't be on the street where the pedestrian shouldn't have been in the first place. So that's a long answer to say, if I was a homeowner with an unclear sidewalk and I've got kids walking in front of my house to go to a school bus and they have to kind of go on the street because I haven't cleared my sidewalk, I wouldn't feel too comfortable from the legal point of view. Let me put it this way. I would take out an umbrella policy on my liability coverage.
Right. In the $5 million range.
I think they come in at, I think that's the starting point, yeah. It'll cost you 20, 30 bucks a month or something, but yeah.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Yeah. Ben, we haven't heard from you.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should clear the sidewalks, if I'm being, if I think about it myself. I understand Simone's point of view, and I don't love the idea of setting a precedent that says you could be lazy and we'll take care of it. However, in this instance...
The simple solution hold on,
Drew. Let me finish my thought here real fast. Because I don't think this is necessarily a case of being lazy. I think the weather has been so bad that in some instances for some houses, they're not able to actually get the snow into their yard or into the street. So their sidewalks may literally be impacted because they just physically can't put the snow anywhere else. And I think because of that instance, I think we need to do a one-time clearing of the sidewalks. I totally agree with you, Simone, that I hate the idea of saying, let's bail you out. But in this instance, there's a possibility that they just may not have actually been able to clear the snow because of how much it is. Hell, we listened to... Dave in the city who was saying they were about ready to say you don't need to clear your sidewalks because it's so bad. So it's clearly been an issue so bad that they're ready to say you don't have to worry about it, that I think in this instance we can help out the neighbors who aren't able to clear it and we can take care of it for them this time.
Drew,
so sorry to interrupt you there, Drew.
Yeah, go ahead, Drew.
All right, so one thing is it is pretty obvious who has not bothered to clear, as opposed to those who have made an attempt and just been overwhelmed by what Big Yellow pushed back into the sidewalk. I don't see why the city hasn't issued citations to those houses that have failed to clear the sidewalk, because quite frankly, at least in my neighborhood, it's always the same people. So those are chronic offenders. And I think if you get citations issued, it makes it clear that this is not a case of the city bailing them out and, oh, well, no consequences. And I think, and the last thing on setting a precedent, I think we can make it clear in the records and everything else that this is a one-time effort due to the extraordinary amount of snow that we've received now. And if in 2 or 5 years we have another extraordinary event, they can address the question individually at that time.
Drew, real quick, to answer your question, the reason why more citations haven't been thrown out is because in order for a citation to go through, a neighbor has to call the city and complain.
So, I can handle that.
Yeah, so for example, I got two neighbors, and I don't call anybody lazy. God, I mean, you know, this is extraordinary circumstances. But I got one neighbor down on one side who... just stop doing their sidewalk. So the sidewalk, you know, you go down and then you hit the wall and you actually have to backtrack, go around. But then I got the neighbor on the other side who gives up on her sidewalk every year about this time of year, just because we're in a cul-de-sac and, you know, they build K2 right on the end of the street here, and you just physically can't get your snowblower through that sucker without, you know, a pickaxe. So I get it, but that's whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the other issue that we really haven't talked about is this is February the 6th. We potentially got 65 more days of this, potentially. So it's only going to get worse if we don't do
something. Don't jinx it, Doug.
I know, man. I know, but live in the real world with the liability aspect. To it.
All right.
The practical reality, Doug, it sounds like the practical reality is that if it's going to be done, it's got to be done tomorrow. If you're going to throw things in front of Big Yellow, or you're going to have to call back Big Yellow and the dump trucks at a future date.
Right.
Yeah, I personally don't think it's going to happen tomorrow because Dobbins has not followed through and come back and commit. So I would be shocked if he calls me at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and says, hey, we'll be there. Now, maybe on the second day, we can focus on sidewalks. but I'm going to badger the guy until he comes back and either commits or does not commit. And if he does not commit...
Well, assume the answer is no.
New York Times recipe.
And if the answer is no, we have zero other options.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's get some feedback from the residents. And then we'll go till I say right before 9, and we'll take a vote, and then call it. So anybody want to raise their hands, and I'll just call you out, and you can go off mute. There's a little button up there at the top that says with a little hand that says raise. Mark.
Drew,
this is
why. Honestly, I've heard the pluses and minuses. I don't believe in rewarding bad behavior. I do understand if Big Yellow has dumped a bunch of ice in your sidewalk and it becomes almost impossible to remove, I can see taking care of that. But, you know, my neighborhood's had as much snow as any other neighborhood. My sidewalks and my neighbor's sidewalks are fine. You know, it doesn't have to be 48 inches. I think what is the minimum? 24 inches is what you're required to do. So I don't believe in rewarding bad behavior. We should not be plowing the sidewalks of people who've just decided not to do it.
Thank you, Mark. Christina?
Honestly, I thought the first estimate for the sidewalk clearing is more like $4,000, and now I'm hearing it's $10,000.
Drew, do you want to talk to the estimates?
Yeah, I can't tell you off the top of my head. I'm sorry, I don't have the piece of paper in front of me.
Okay, yeah, I posted. But, so we're working off that spreadsheet that you sent out. It was like a couple weeks ago, Drew. And I posted the numbers, and I grabbed, I think it was for... My hunch is that the variance is going to be in like hours or something like that. Frankly, I think that's they're both low. But yeah.
Well, it kind of matters and it kind of doesn't. I mean, $4,000 is a lot less than 10. It's a lot less than 15.
Yeah, but 10's not a ton of cash.
Yeah. But I'm honestly kind of torn. I mean, I hear all of Simone's points about the TRSSD, and I obviously can't speak to the TRSSD's charter because this is my second experience with the entity. But I will offer the observation that I drove around a few streets in the Suncrest area, and I won't pretend this is a scientific or exhaustive survey, but I'd just throw it out there that I'm guessing about 80% of people are doing a reasonable job of clearing their sidewalk, and some people are not, and it's kind of happens in clusters. It particularly happens with corner lots. I only pay attention to the, you know, I have day-to-day experience with where I live and walk, and I'd say that the sidewalks that aren't being cleared more or less haven't been cleared in several weeks or maybe even all season. So it's not to me, my perception is some people clear their sidewalk, most people clear their sidewalks, and a few people don't, and I imagine that if we got 10 more feet of snow that more people would give up, but most people are going to keep trying. As a walker, as someone with a small kid, as someone who sees kids walking around and, hey, adults, like, you know, they're probably parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles too, right? So we don't want to see anyone getting hurt. I am still generally for clearing sidewalks, and I was originally totally for just doing it as a one-time thing, acknowledging all of Simone's concerns about precedence and education, because at this point, with as much snow as there is on sidewalks, even if it's regular snowfall, you just can't clear it with regular equipment, because I tried. There's like one house that didn't clear 10 or 15 feet of sidewalk down the street for me. They never have. And the street house next to them's clearing, the other house is clearing them, and I'm like, hey, that's just the last house I need to get to the park. I went down there with my neighbor's 30-inch snowblower. It's a big one, and I can't do it, not by myself. If I got someone there to help me with, like, feeding it with a shovel, I bet I could get through it in an hour or so. But, like, it's just more than a mere mortal can do at this point. To me, it's like, okay, I'm bummed that people aren't doing it, and I don't want to reward bad behavior to the point of other people. But what's going to make them do it at this point? Almost nothing, it seems like. I know the city will cite people, at least eventually. I don't know the details of that, but it doesn't feel good to calling on your neighbors. So I can't really offer you a resounding like, yeah, I think we should go spend 10 or 15 grand to do it, because that price tag keeps creeping up. But generally in Fort Clear sidewalks, and if it is the will of the TRSSD to do this and it can be pulled off with the big yellow thing, I think it would be to the better of the community to get it done. I would just encourage an education campaign, like postcards on people's doors to say, hey, we did this, we cleared it, it's extraordinary. You got to keep up with your sidewalks.
Okay. And Christina, to your point about not being an expert on the TRSSD's charter, honestly, the only qualification you need is that you live up here. So thanks for your comments. And I mean, hell, I'm the chairman of this thing, and I mean, I don't know everything. So,
okay.
Any other comments, Mark? Your thingy's still up. I don't know if you just didn't put it down or. Anybody else have any thing to say? Or questions? Reed, go ahead.
With the timing, it doesn't look like it's going to be very feasible.
So
I don't know if I can really offer anything. Where I live, we're fortunate enough on our side not to have a sidewalk or park strip. But I have driven over into Oak Vista, and it's a nightmare. And I think nature has just, overdone it as far as the snow removal problem. And we may just have to somehow tolerate it. And folks that walk in the street are just going to have to be extremely careful.
Expression, hope is not a plan.
Yeah. But with the streets being widened, that will help.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I think we're going to see results from the big yellow plowing extremely hard tomorrow. We're going to see those results of the snow being carried away and opening. I mean, it's not going to open driveways. It's going to cut down the stuff about 4 feet on the road. Unfortunately, your mountain road is probably not going to be impacted. That's all ice. So at the end of the day, we'll widen the streets until options for sidewalk are limited, and I see it through. We don't know what that's going to cost just yet, and we don't know how quickly that's going to happen just yet. But those two things will be determined, and certainly we'll make that public information so as we can come to conclusions on a go, no go based on worth.
Yeah.
Daryl, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave. Dave, go ahead.
I'm just sitting here. I mean, full empathy for the snow situation. I mean, I've lived in Suncrest for almost 18 years, and this is one of the worst winters. I mean, I think I'd go back to 2008 when it was probably worse than this one. But I think, from my perspective, I have neighbors that stay on top of their sidewalks and, are diligently after every storm, maybe, multiple times a day hitting them so that they don't get out of control. And then you've got people that just don't, they do a good job of their driveway, right? We don't have many driveways that aren't clear, but we've got a lot of sidewalks that are not taken care of. It seems to me that, we need more help from the city as far as, because it is a safety issue at Suncrest. It's not like Lower Draper where, it's skiffa snow. It's a real safety issue at Suncrest if people let it go and continue to let it go. And I agree at this point. I mean, I've got a neighbor close to me that, hasn't done it at all, and they have probably a solid 7 feet of snow packed in, hard packed. And there's no equipment that'll get through that except for, the big machinery. And even the big machinery, I don't know if they can cut 7 feet without a pick and going at it. But it seems like, I mean, my biggest concern is just mission creep of the TRSSD and knowing where we are budget-wise, that we're running lean. Taking on more seems like we're, I think the strengths is definitely we need to do right now, but I question Is it our mission to do the sidewalks, and is it Draper City's responsibility to enforce the sidewalks and to come up with solutions for the sidewalks?
Yeah. Jeff, see your hands up.
Yeah, I'll be real quick. I just want to say thank you guys for the efforts of taking it serious, because it is a danger. You know, it is an issue up here, so thank the board for actually taking time. But at the same time, something to consider as well. Sorry, I didn't miss most of the discussion. I'll grab another call. But I have absentee neighbors. I have neighbors that have really long driveways that never do their sidewalks. And never have traditionally, or, you know, so just something to take into consideration. There's people that probably would have to have a service here. So if we're going to do something where, you know, there's more enforcement from the city, they've never really enforced to begin with, right? And all of us live around areas that haven't. So maybe it's a more serious discussion if we have one of these in the future, and where we put those thresholds. Because, right? I know there's city ordinances, but I've never seen anybody fined in my area. And I know people that just don't live there that never do it. It's pretty easy to see the empty driveways too. So just something to consider, how you equitably impact that if we do something, you know, so that we have people that help participate as opposed to those that are more active than those that aren't. So.
Good point, Jeff.
And I gave up on half of my sidewalk. My snowblower broke from doing it. So once it's back, I'll get back. So, but thank you guys for your time. I'm taking it serious.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just one more issue, sort of related to the sidewalk, because the sidewalk, as I see it, is sort of the personal responsibility of the homeowner. Mm-hmm. Homeowners who have fire hydrants in front of their homes have an additional responsibility to keep those clear as well. Mm-hmm. I know that some are buried, right? You only see the little flag barely sticking up. That, to me, is a much bigger concern, frankly. You know, heaven forbid you have to need the fire access to the fire hydrant. That could mean the difference between having.
I mean, we can consider that directly from the plows, though. That is what's covering those. So I don't think we should have a debate on whether or not we unbury those.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, we're 2 minutes.
You know,
sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Daryl. Daryl, just real quick, Jake, in riding around with him, knows it's their responsibility, understands what needs to be done, and promises to unbury those on this 2-day tour to ensure that as little damage to the trees is done as possible, but all fire hydrants will be serviced.
Okay. Okay, look, we're coming up on the hour, and I'm happy to keep the discussion going, but I want to keep it tight from a meeting perspective, and also I'm not sure if I'm on the right license and it's going to shut me down at the hour. So let's go ahead and take a vote on sidewalk clearing, at least for this initial project, for tomorrow. And I think it should be a pretty obvious vote, because I don't know that the city is ready to do it. But then we can keep the discussion going, and just, we can just go on, you know, to make this an ongoing discussion. I'm going to make a motion that we vote on. Simone, what do we do here? I make a motion to say that we vote on whether or not to go forward with the sidewalk project tomorrow or this week. Is that it?
Well, you,
the sidewalk, you, or Big Yellow?
Oh, okay. So I move something. Okay, so I move that we scrub the sidewalk project for this week. The sidewalk project for this week.
Okay, you got to be more clear. So your motion is not to clear sidewalks.
That's right. My motion is not to clear sidewalks this week in conjunction with the convoy, the Big Yellow convoy.
Okay. I would second that motion.
Okay. So I'm going to call for a roll call vote, right? Yeah. So I'll start with me. I vote.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I able to get a clarification?
Yeah, of course.
So this does not mean that we are not going to clear the sidewalks eventually. It just means we are not going to clear them in conjunction with Big Yellow, because we still have not talked. We're still trying to get a hold of the city, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And if the city comes back and says they'll do it tomorrow, we're going to tell them, don't bother?
Sorry, what?
If the city, in fact, comes back tomorrow morning and says it's all worked out, we'll be there, we're going to tell them, don't bother.
Yeah.
I think that's a mistake.
You do?
I do. I think, based on the feedback that we got last week, people that showed up in that 6-degree weather want those sidewalks cleared. Now, the thing that we don't know is what it's going to cost. So that gives me reservation and pause.
Yeah. I mean, for me, even if they came in tomorrow, it's rushing. It's the 11th hour. We don't know the cost. I don't know that this is something that I even want to do going forward. That's where I'm at.
Can we make a motion that says if they come forward tomorrow and it is under X cost, Simone, then, or if it's over X cost, you vote no? Because if it's under a certain cost, I want to vote yes, personally.
Okay, that's a friendly amendment.
Yeah, and I like that as well.
Okay, well, what's the where cost that you propose?
All right, so it is about the equipment rental charge. The equipment rental charge for the skid steer is about $250 an hour, and the fully loaded cost of a man is just under $50 an hour. So call it $300 an hour times 8 hours. You know, that's $2,400 for 2 days. It'd be about $5,000.
Yeah, I'm gonna say under $5,000, we do it. Over $5,000, we don't.
Okay, I'll call that a friendly amendment. So if the city comes to us tomorrow and says that they can plow the sidewalks for under $5,000, I'm gonna change the, so it's a friendly amendment. I'm gonna say that we go ahead. So the motion now as it stands is if the city comes back and says we can plow the sidewalks for under $5,000 starting first thing tomorrow morning, then we will agree to do it. That's the motion.
Yes, and so, I second.
Okay. So that amendment is adopted, and that's the motion on the table. So if they can do it for under $5,000 first thing tomorrow morning, we go ahead. So now I'm gonna call the question, we're gonna call for a vote. So, in that circumstance, Doug, what's your vote?
I vote to agree.
Okay, you vote to go ahead. Ben, what is your vote?
I vote yes, that we should go forward with it.
Okay, Dave, what is your vote?
No.
Okay, I vote no. Simone, what is your vote?
No.
Okay, the noes have it. Drew, right. Drew, let's get your, I mean, you're not on the board yet, but, well, I mean, that's, if, what would your vote be, just so I know what it is?
Yes.
Okay, so for the record, Drew would have voted yes. So I just want that noted for the record, so if all this goes south and we get sued because somebody's child gets killed, then, Drew's on the record for having said, I told you so.
Let's pray that doesn't happen, okay?
Yeah, let's pray.
Okay, so in the unlikely event that the city comes to us tomorrow and says, okay, we're ready to rock and roll at 8 a.m. for under $5,000, we will tell them, sorry, just kidding. But again, that's highly unlikely, we're going to look stupid.
Doug, I'm glad you'll have that conversation with them, why they wasted their effort to make it happen. But that's okay.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, the conversation is going to be a bit one-sided with me saying, sorry, David, I called you 3 times, and you can't come, you know, with 45 seconds to start time to say that you've agreed to do it. So ultimately, we have a window of plausible deniability on responsible affirmation. And by that, I mean communication is why this has moved as quickly as it has, and the city failed to live up to that, but same time, I know they're busy, and this is not a high priority, at least for them. It is for me. So if we're not going to do it, if they come in under budget, I've voiced my opinion on it already, so I'll stop.
So the silver lining here is that I have a high degree of confidence that Drew is going to be appointed to the board at the next city council meeting, and so the balance of power between the sidewalkers and the no sidewalkers will shift, and next time we vote on this, we'll probably end up doing it. Are there any other comments or questions from residents now that we've gotten the important business taken care of?
I would just like to thank the board for analyzing these situations in depth. and doing all the options and so forth. I want to thank you for your service.
Thank you, Reed. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
Rachel, you've been sitting on the wall over there quiet for an hour, and I know you got something to say.
You mean me?
Yes, Rachel Lucas.
I keep hovering my cursor over the hand thing there, but I never actually pressed it. I do, so this year, we have big piles of snow and everything, but every year there are the same people who don't clear their sidewalks. Is there a particular reason that this year we're more worried about lawsuits and kids walking than other years when there are the same sidewalks that never get cleared? That's just a question that I have.
I will answer that, and it'll be a commercial, and it'll be very self-centered, and Jeff Jones is just going to be over there shaking his head and wanting to slap me. But I think it's just because we're making more of an effort to be transparent in these discussions. There's a lot going on. You know, we're putting it out in the open on Facebook. We're I've been sending out text messages advertising the meetings, and so we've had the opportunity to hear from some folks and hear some voices that we hadn't necessarily heard in the past. I just think that's my selfish.
It's also more narrow than it has been in the past.
Yes, yes, and that's what I was wondering, because I was thinking when we do tomorrow and the next day, when the streets become wider, then we're a little bit more like we are every other year, with the same people not clearing their sidewalks, but there's more space on the street. So that's just something that occurred to me.
You know, yeah, because this doesn't come, we don't usually get this much snow until later in the season, and at that point,
yeah,
the big yellow has gone down and has cut them wider.
Yeah.
Because this happens so soon, and because the city stretched thin with flooding and water mains,
right,
and whatever, they haven't been able to. So yeah, I think that's probably a big part of it as well. I think Ben's right.
Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking that hearing all the input, that I think the widening the streets is going to put us back with more normal years, and that there's always a risk of a lawsuit from a kid having to walk on the street because somebody didn't clear their sidewalks. The only other thing that was on my mind is I was a little bit surprised to see so many people commenting on Facebook that they were worried that somehow this would hurt the sidewalks. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, there's just no pleasing some people.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all. It's like, you can't win for losing.
Yeah, valid point. At the end of the day, there are going to be damages to using this equipment, both speed and strength and weight and all of that. There is going to be damage to the concrete. There's going to be damage to the branches. Let's hope it's minimal, but that is an inherent risk of this clearing. And to everyone's point, you know, the snow on the sidewalks, 4 and 5 feet deep. If you've got a 30-inch snowblower, you know, to go 60,
yeah,
it's going to take you an hour to get through it if there's no ice. So this is an extraordinary circumstance.
Yeah. Okay, that's about it.
Thanks. Christina, you have another comment?
Yeah, just a minor point. Like, typically when you have wider streets, people drive faster. That's going to be fun. But, you know, what can you do? I, like others would say, I thank you for your service. I understand the kind of split vote here from a logistical reason. But if anyone wants to come help me push through, like, 10 or 15 feet of 4-foot snow at the end of Eagle Crest by Eagle Crest Park, I wouldn't mind the help. But
yeah, my truck will be in a couple of days.
What's that?
I'll come down. Just send me your address. I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, truck is... Okay. Doug has got the truck from hell with, like, a big old plow on the front of it. I was so shocked when you pulled up to my house with that. I'm like, where do you keep this? I've seen your driveway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. But yeah, thanks all you guys, all you, everyone, for your service.
One more.
Drew. Why are you raising your hand?
This is Lorene.
Oh, hey, what's
Lorene
up?
Lorene Roasted, and I'm Drew's wife. I just want to make an observation about the comments about people who don't clear their sidewalks year after year. And one thing to keep in mind, I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do, but everybody uses the sidewalks. The burden of clearing them is on just a handful of our residents, but we all benefit from it. So from my perspective, you can certainly justify using TRSSD funds to clear sidewalks.
Yeah, I don't think there's a problem with the justification. And I think that Drew's made the point that it's not super duper expensive. I mean, yeah, I think we are really tight right now, and so we have to be careful. But residents have expressed the interest or they've expressed that they're fine with an assessment increase to take care of it. So I don't think that that's. I see your point. I understand what you're saying. I think you're right. Yeah. You know, honestly, this is gonna. I think we're gonna keep this. I think this discussion is gonna have to keep going. I think it's gonna be an ongoing discussion because I think it's important, and I don't think we're laying it to rest right now.
I think it's. This is Dave again. This might be my last board meeting, so I just want to lay it out there. But I think they're all good points. I think all of us hate dealing with the snow. It's a lot of work. I mean, this year's been horrible. But people have got, I think there's just personal responsibility. The plows come by and bury the front of your driveway for some reason, we're able to clear the front of our driveways. We're not talking about driveways, but sidewalks, because getting the car out of the garage and now I'm on the street's important, but the sidewalks just seem to get forgotten with some people. I think it's personal responsibility. And if the TRSSD is going to take that on, we're definitely going to have to do an assessment. And I think it's a bigger discussion than right now. And there's an immediate need right now. And I'm not against the immediate need. I just think it's just I hate to see us spending money we don't have when we haven't really had the public forum for it. Especially knowing that we just did a big increase on everybody's taxes.
Yeah,
and it's a community problem too. I don't know that it's I don't know if it's the district's problem as much as it is the community's problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and commit to keeping this on the agenda. Not least because I want Drew to have a happy home life, and I know that he's gonna get a world of hurt if we just let this one go. So we'll keep this one top of mind. We'll keep it on the agenda. We'll keep talking about it. And we're not going to wait a year to have another meeting. We'll have one, I think, here. I don't think I'm going to wait a quarter. We'll have one probably next month just to talk through budget 2024, see where we are in terms of snow removal costs, because we're so close to bankrupt that we just don't want to slip across the line. So at that meeting, we'll revisit this and talk about it some more. With that, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?